Now, will you notice what happened here? This is a very interesting thing, and I'll move right through this. And the man of God, notice this, said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Now, first of all, let me say he was not careless, actually careful. You see, there was a danger of an axe head coming off. It was a dangerous weapon. And there were other students present. God had given a rule that you're to be careful about the use of that. Read Deuteronomy 19:5. This fellow had exercised utmost precaution. He aimed the axe head toward the river. He didn't aim it toward a student. And that's the reason when it came off, it went into the river. And a traffic officer stopped a lady that ran into another car in downtown Los Angeles and said to her, "Lady, you are to drive that, not aim it." Well, this theological student aimed it in the right direction, by the way. And then let's look at that matter. It was borrowed. Well, he's a poor seminary student. He couldn't afford an axe. It was sort of like owning a Cadillac convertible. And I happen to know, having been a theological student, that the old clunk that I own, it barely made it out off the campus and got back in the evening. You see, those of us who handle God's property, not ours, after all, whatever we've got, Paul said, "What have you that you didn't receive?" And we're stewards of the manifold grace of God. I hear people say, "Can we borrow something that belongs to the church?" Well, after all, this boy here was just a poor preacher, and he probably had a neighbor that lent him to him. Now, I'd like to ask a question. I'd like to know who lent this student an old axe that was a dangerous weapon, head that was apt to come off. May I say to you, I think it was a fellow in that day who today is the same fellow who thinks that if he sends his old clothing to the mission and his old Christmas cards to the missionary, he's giving God a very valuable offering. We criticize the church and we criticize missionaries for wanting this thing and that thing. Well, this student was distressed and he borrowed it. And this man shouldn't have given him an old axe. I bet he kept his new axe at home. He couldn't reimburse the man, and he's not a skin diver, and he couldn't dredge the river. So Elisha says, "Where did it fall?" Now, somebody says, why did he ask that question? If he's a prophet of God, he should know. I think Elisha knew, and he knew something else, too. He knew the Holy Spirit needed to make a lesson. And you accuse that student of carelessness? Why, my friend, if he'd been careless, he wouldn't have known where it fell. The student could point right to the spot. He showed him the place. He could point right to it. Somebody says, well, we'll explain this miracle away. He saw the axe head in the water. Well, if you say that, you haven't seen the Jordan River. It's muddy. And somebody says he's just lucky. Well, if you say that, you're rather naive, aren't you? This is a miracle. The iron did swim, we're told here. The iron did swim. And that's contrary to all known physical laws. Since the day of John Randolph in 1834, who launched ships of iron and steel, have floated on the seven seas, and it's no miracle. But, my friend, it was a miracle for an axe head on the bottom of the Jordan River to float to the top like a cork. Oh, I grant, it's not startling or sensational. It won't compare to the translation of Elijah when he stepped into a chariot of fire and sailed into space. I submit to you the miracle of the floating axe head is greater than taking off in a chariot. An axe head dormant on the bottom of the muddy Jordan. It's raised, resurrected, restored to the owner, replaced on the handle, made useful, utilitarian, and functional, if you please. My friend, there's a marvelous lesson here. Man is like that axe head. At the fall, we became totally depraved, went down into the waters of death and defeat, lost to God. No longer enjoy life and be useful and purposeful in our existence, far from God. and we try to find something to do. Occupies time down here. And a little man travels. He paints pictures. He flies. He swims. He wars. He drinks. He takes drugs. He tries to drown out the futility of life and fill the vacuum with many things. Nothing satisfies. Unrest like a million rats gnawing at his soul. And God cut down a stick. He cast it into the waters of death. That stick is the cross of Christ. And Christ came out of the waters of death, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Man can rise from the waters of death and judgment through Christ, placed back in the handle of God's plan and purpose, geared to God's program, and he can say, I can do all things in Christ who strengtheneth me. No longer live an aimless and useless life and a meaningless existence. Now he has a new direction, and he can be brought close to God. The greatest miracle, friends, not to go to the moon. The greatest miracle is to be lifted out of the mire of sin and given a meaning to life today. This is a tremendous thing, you see.